Case number 9786, Capel Open School District, intersection of Kings Highway and Gills Neck Road. They're seeking a variance from maximum height requirement. They're looking for a 9-foot variance, I believe, and 42 feet. State your full name and address.
Edwin Tenefoss with Davis Bone and Friedle, 23 North Walnut Street in Milford, Delaware.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, I do.
Did we get that one? Did we get that one? Did we start to go?
My name is Edwin Tenefoss. I'm with Davis Bone and Friedle. We're the site engineers for the Cape and Lupin, the new Cape and Lupin high school that they're building on their existing property. They have that the existing high school currently sits. This is the site plan of the proposed high school. Their existing school currently sits right here. In building their new high school, in order to try and really create an aesthetically pleasing building, they wanted to really have a well-defined entrance. And as shown on, and one of the ways in doing that was just to kind of create a real, a centerpiece so that you knew where the entrance was and everything. And plus, it just kind of gives it an old school feel, you know, kind of an old school feel with all the new school technology involved with it. But in doing that, it ended up going up to about 50, I believe it was 51 feet high. The current zoning only allows for 42 feet, a height requirement, maximum height requirement of 42. To really be more aesthetically pleasing, there's actually no usable space up in there. It is all strictly aesthetics. For the entrance, and just to kind of create a real central location for the entrance to the building, they're also proposing in the theater a fly space to allow for my display over on the left there. You kind of see the fly space a little bit better, but that's to allow for the theater the best use of the theater, so they can change props or change their scenes quickly without having to totally tear everything down, move it off, and then reassemble the things. They can just kind of lift it. It gives them the space to be able to just lift it right out of the way, drop the new scene down, and to just have the best use of their theater. That's why we're applying. And that, actually, I believe it should have been a 10-foot request. I believe the fly space is actually 52 feet tall. I have more, if you need more of those. I have more of those if you would like them. More of the 11 by 17 display.
Do you want to? Yeah.
He wants to mark them.
According to this drawing, it says 52 feet 7 inches.
So you're correct. It is. That would be the request.
Okay, that's, you're going to change the request, right?
Yes, I'm sorry.
10 feet 7. 10.6.
The first thing you were pointing out, the white, is, yes, I guess, the white circle. And
right,
when you said it's not usable space, you're just talking about that upper level?
That's correct. It's basically just that upper level that is the... that would require the variance,
and that's the central. That would be the main office.
That's correct. That's the main entrance to the building. The offices are then kind of designed off of that. But the intent is to have, you know, when you have a event or something, that you go through there, or if you're, you know, dropping off your students, that's going to be the main drop off and entrance to the building. It just kind of creates a nice central area, so that if you do have visitors, that they know exactly where the front entrance is. site plan, the front entrance, that front entrance, the circle area is right in this area. The flat space for the theater is in the back. It'd be sitting like this. In this area here on the back side, kind of more in the middle of the building, so you would actually see very little. You actually wouldn't end up seeing all that much of it unless you're looking at it from the back, because it's kind of central there in the building.
That's the back side right there you're talking about right there.
This is actually the back side. That view over there is actually from the back part of the site.
Okay.
This is actually looking at it from the front. As you can see, it's kind of this space. This here is the fly zone here. So as you can see, it's actually kind of hidden back there.
Oh, okay.
From the front part of the site.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions, Mr.
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson?
Yeah.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Just one. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9786 as a minimum variance to afford relief, and I don't think it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood.
Do I have a second to that motion?
What's the variance?
10.7 feet.
10.6.
Yeah, 10.7. I think it was 10 inches.
10 feet, 7 inches.
Yeah.
10.6.
Yeah. Or 6.
Okay, yeah. Motion by Mr. McCabe, the second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 9786 for a 10.6 variance. Okay. All those in favor of the motion, give these a voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Case is approved, sir.